Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I am a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. At a time when the island continues to grapple with questions of values and the place of faith among Barbadians, a sermon delivered by outspoken cleric, the Very Reverend Harold Critchlow, on this day, April 7th, 1975, offers an early and strikingly familiar warning. Published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper, Dean Critchlow's message was a critique of what he saw as the growing erosion of Christian principles across Barbados and the implications for the future of this country. His concern centered on the changing observance of Sundays and the increasing tendency to use the church as a tool for political advantage. Using the text, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day," the Dean reminded his audience, first at the St. Michael's Cathedral, of the deep historical and spiritual roots of Sunday within the Christian tradition. He pointed to it as the day of Jesus' appearance to his disciples and its enduring role as a time for communal worship and reflection. However, he warned that Barbados was rapidly departing from these foundations. In fact, the Dean lamented the rise of recreational activities on Sundays and highlighted the large crowds which gathered at venues such as the National Stadium, Kensington Oval, and Bushy Park as proof that many churchgoers were choosing pleasures of the world over worship. According to Avonda Burrows, the Advocate's reporter, Dean Critchlow held no punches about his opposition to dances and fetes held on Sundays, especially those branded as Sunday school. He described the label as misleading and inappropriate, and argued that such practices blurred moral lines and sent the wrong message to young people. Dean Critchlow believed that if organizers felt uneasy about openly calling these events what they actually were, then they should not be held at all. With the 1976 general election looming, one of Dean Critchlow's most pointed and harsh criticisms was leveled towards government and political leaders whom he said cloaked themselves in religious respectability while engaging in divisive rhetoric, maintaining that if there was at least one church that would not be used as a political tool, it was the St. Michael's Cathedral. Dean Critchlow warned that losing reverence for God could lead to a broader erosion of this nation's moral fabric, as he called for integrity, genuine faith, and leadership grounded in service rather than self-interest. He said, quote, "Those who come to you playing hymns at the beginning of their meetings and then proceed to curse each other should be rejected. Calypsos are more suitable than hymns for this purpose," unquote. 51 years later, the warnings of the Very Reverend Dean Harold Critchlow still resonate as the Barbadian society changes, yet continues to grapple with concerns about the erosion of its morals and values, commercialization of Sundays, and the use of religion for public image, just as it did on this day, April 7th, 1975.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.